Youth Express live. Today we are at the Saturday Light Brigade Studios in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh celebrating Inclusive Innovation Week. Started April 2nd and runs through the 8th. Today's events are happening all here at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Started earlier today at 2 o'clock and run until 5 o'clock. It's a collection of various partners around the city that like to promote playful activity, whether you are impaired in any way or if you're young or old. Play can be something that's enjoyed by anyone and is something that brings people closer together. We've had a number of great conversations on the air earlier today about the things that people like to do for fun and the things that the ways that they play. I was mentioning earlier that there is something, you know, as simple as playing a card game like Uno, to things that people do maybe on a day-to-day basis, things that they find fun and enjoyable, such as interior design. So that could be an idea of something playful. We have someone representing the city here with us right now, and I'd like to get you to know her, and I'll have you introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Sanjana Dayananda. I'm actually a Coro Fellow at the City of Pittsburgh on the Inclusive Innovation Team.
Ah, wonderful. What is the Coro Fellowship for anybody who might not know how you're related to the city in that way?
Yeah, so the Coro Fellowship is a 9-month public policy and leadership fellowship. We're placed at different corporations, organizations, nonprofits, and government levels throughout the city for about 8 weeks at a time. But I've actually been at the city for 9 months now.
Oh, wonderful. So what does inclusive innovation then mean for you? Like what is the city's vision for this kind of week of activities?
Yeah, so inclusive innovation for me means including everyone in Pittsburgh's transformation and change. So the city is going through a lot of new innovation, technology, transformation constantly, and we want to make sure that this is a discussion that everyone can participate. No matter your disabilities, your age, race, economic status, we want to make sure that this change is equitable.
Yeah, wonderful. And today's activities, I mentioned before, kind of focus on play. Are there things that you've seen at the Children's Museum today that I'm sure that everything sort of stands out to be under this mission for you, but anything in particular that seems super fun?
Yeah. I definitely like seeing the Center for Creative Reuse booth, definitely because, you know, waste is a big thing in the city and in any urban space, so seeing it used creatively and seeing the collaboration between older and younger populations to make something new again was beautiful.
That's wonderful. We were talking a little bit with Nora, who's at that table today, about the fun stuff that they're doing there. A lot of great ways that people can, whether young or old, can come together and interact with each other in a setting where they're creative and things that they find playful. I think it kind of promotes a positive kind of approach to interacting with people who you might not normally interact with on a day-to-day basis. If you're a younger kid, probably you interact most with your family or your guardians, and not so often with maybe professionals in the city, people who you're not related to, or someone who's not in your same age range or has a similar background to you. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, the city seems to be focusing on that you described a little bit earlier. So what are the other things that are happening around the city of Pittsburgh this week that are promoting this idea of inclusive innovation?
Yeah, so in line with this event, it actually came out of a meeting about intergenerational connections.
How do we
connect the older populations with the younger populations with, you know, the 20-something, 30-somethings as well? So this was one of them, this idea of making and creating across ages. And another one that we had earlier this week was called intergenerational storytelling. And we actually set up in Arsenal Middle School with the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, Heinz History Center, and Duquesne History Center to work on, you know, collecting stories about Lawrenceville, hearing from kids, hearing from senior citizens in the area. How has it changed, and how do you, you know, feel about the neighborhood right now?
Oh, that's great. So storytelling, creative expression. What are some of the things that are coming up later on this week?
Yeah, so I think some of the things that are particularly youth-centered, there's a Youth Innovation Night, and these are games and technology transformations that are happening all over the city for kids to get involved with and showcase some of their abilities. That's in conjunction with All-Star Code and Nova Place, and Google actually is sponsoring the event.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it seems like in a lot of different schools and even extracurricular activities that I'm seeing these days is that kids are getting involved in a lot of the new kind of technology that is present and ever-changing, you know, in front of our eyes, both from a way that, you know, kids are able to consume technology, but also produce technology. So if you're a child who has a phone, a mobile device, you are using that perhaps to use apps or play games. But there are settings here that we're seeing that these kids can go into and code these kinds of apps that they are utilizing and kind of understand how the inner workings of technology are. So I think it's a way that students are able to connect with the inner workings, the guts of the things that they use on a day-to-day basis. So what are, do you know what some of these activities are that are coming up for the Youth Innovation Day later on this week?
Yeah, so I know GitHub is having some kind of activity to teach kids, kind of get them into intro to coding.
Mm-hmm.
There's also going to be a showcase by All-Star Code, which is kind of a summer camp for kids in the city about coding and entrepreneurship and startup life. So they're definitely going to showcase some of their work over the last couple summers and, mm-hmm. Introduce people to coding in that way too. I really love, giving people access and giving students access to all of the technology because it really is a creative space in itself. It's not just technology, but it's the same that goes with making or any other kind of creative expression. They can make something amazing, and it's all about giving these kids access to the technology to do so.
Nice. Yes, being able to share access to the tools that you use to produce new technologies or modify and edit the things that we use on a day-to-day basis is, I think, a very very important aspect you brought up too. And I'm glad to hear that the city is like so involved in getting this kind of these tools spread across socioeconomic background, across age background. And what kind of effort does it take for an event like this week to come together?
Yeah, so it's, even if it is city sponsored, it's really like a whole city organization community effort. Yeah. We reached out to more than 100 partners to put this week together, and we have 67 events happening in the span of 7 days. The city has really been pushing that we support this, that we want to have collaboration across organizations, and that we want to inspire more thought and maybe like have the mayor speak at events to show that we're really, really dedicated to this kind of innovation and inclusivity and access. So it's really a community effort. I would say that all of the organizations have an equal part in bringing this event week to life.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So Inclusive Innovation Week, that's what we're talking about today, in case you're just tuning in right now. All week long, we've had activities that are able to connect people intergenerationally from different ethnic backgrounds, from different socioeconomic backgrounds, giving access to people who might not have access to the tools that create technology. creating conversations between generations in Lawrenceville that we mentioned a little bit earlier, and also utilizing craftiness and creativity is the focus of today's events at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.